LAPD posts dramatic photos of the arrest of Nick Reiner after his parents' murder. By Warner Todd Houston on December 16, 2025. The Los Angeles Police Gang and Narcotics Unit posted a series of photos of officers arresting Nick Reiner in the wake of the murders of Nick's mother and father, acclaimed film director Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. The photos were posted to Instagram for several hours before the police unit deleted the post. One image shows the 32-year-old Reiner lying on the ground and being handcuffed. The faces of the police officers were blurred. The arrest reportedly occurred at around 9:15 p.m. on Sunday evening. Two other photos show a handcuffed Reiner being led to a patrol car. The LAPD gang unit was deployed along with assistance from the U.S. Marshals Task Force after officers found that Nick had been spotted at a metro station near Exposition Park, approximately 15 miles from the Reiner home in Brentwood. Nick is being held without bail at the Twin Towers Correctional Facility in downtown L.A. The last time Reiner was seen in public, he was having a loud argument with parents Rob and Michelle during a Christmas party being held at comedian Conan O'Brien's home. Witnesses say that they were arguing over money. Rob wouldn't agree to give him the money because he knows his son has a serious drug addiction and was lying about it, a source told People magazine. Rob was saying no, and they got in a big fight. The loud argument reportedly made other party guests very uncomfortable, and the Reiners left the premises immediately after the altercation. Rob Reiner, 78, and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner, 68, were found murdered in their Brentwood home less than a day later. Their daughter, Romy, reportedly found their bodies. The younger Reiner allegedly left a gruesome scene at a hotel he was staying at. According to Page Six, the room was covered in bloodstains and the bathroom was in disarray and also covered in blood. Nick Reiner has a long history of substance abuse and has been in and out of rehab at least 15 times. He also readily admitted to having been homeless in the past because he had refused to stay in rehab. In 2016, Nick and his father collaborated on the film Being Charlie, which is a semi-autobiographical film based on Nick's experiences as an addict. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is set to review the case on Tuesday to determine what charges or other steps to take against Nick. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.